This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You know, the last 2 days I was going to do this bizarre review of Sundar Pichai's latest act of lies about censorship. And I got a bunch of crazy comments about it, just showing the whole internet totally rejecting it. But I'm just going to do that tomorrow. Mike Adams is going to take over. He is loaded for bear, ready to go on the other side of this break. I'll just briefly remind listeners that we won't be here without your support, and I appreciate your support. The human community is being purposefully destabilized. We're being purposefully prepared for collapse, and then the globalists admit that's their plan. We're simply promoting a pro-human future here as best we can. And I'm very thankful to all of you. I'm not complaining. I'm not bitching. I'm just simply saying, if you want to see us continue into the future, continue to spread the word, continue to pray for us, continue to buy the products, because that's how we defeat the globalist. And it's your action, and you staying with us, which you've done, that has allowed us to stay in the game this long. To have not one but two articles at the top of DrudgeReport.com today, showing the massive invasion of the U.S., showing the U.N. funding, showing people from Ebola-infested countries pouring in, untested, untracked. This is important stuff, and that's why we're here. We're going to send our reporters up to Dallas next to cover the next level of the refugee centers, but here is a lawyer talking about the situation, then Mike Adams is coming in.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is in the ultimate economic democracy structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It's reached so effective that that's why Facebook is waging war against InfoWars. That's why Instagram is waging war against InfoWars. That's why Google and YouTube and Twitter are waging war against InfoWars more than anyone else, is because it is the ultimate counter-China model. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little democratic structure that, because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. So by doing little things like, okay, we want a little democracy, we want a fluoride-free toothpaste. Let's say that's what it is. So it's dealing with a particular health issue where you have the health industry pushing one product overwhelmingly, the big pharma, big companies, the corporate model, the Chinese model, the statist corporate model that China has promoted against InfoWars model, which is, we're going to have an American-created product. We're going to sell that directly to our own people. Our people will decide whether they want to support it or not. And by choosing to buy little products like that, they're able to fuel this independent press that is the only one that is not dependent on billionaire donors or sugar daddies, that is not dependent on big corporate sponsors, that is not dependent on getting the approval of the social media giants in order to spread their message. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment, and it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets, and doing so in a way that's not corporate-driven. The reason why they don't see news change at InfoWars or content change at InfoWars except as requested or thought about by the audience is because the audience controls it, because the audience has chosen a self-supporting, self-sustaining economic model by making small contributions, by buying products they already want at a more affordable rate, by sustaining it. They create a self-sustaining, self-supporting structure that is unique in the world, and that's why they wage war against it. And as long as the audience refuses to concede to that or forfeit their economic contribution, as long as they continue to be involved and continue to participate and continue to partake and continue continue this self-supporting, self-sustaining structure, there's nothing they can literally do to crush it or end it. They can try to limit the scope of the audience. They can try to limit the size of the microphone. But in the end, we will find ways to reach them because the audience dictates and determines it by its support of InfoWars.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. And I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thanks for joining us. Mike Adams here, stepping in for the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show today. And we've got a lot to cover here in this hour. I'm also going to be sticking around to join Owen Schroyer in the War Room for a couple of segments as well. You know, all this week, InfoWars here has been covering the Ebola risk from bringing migrants into the United States and having them distributed across cities, including San Antonio, Texas. And what is the real risk associated with a possible Ebola carrier? Well, I'm here today to tell you that, of course, the mainstream media has been lying to you about this for many years. But if you go back far enough, you'll find that even the New York Times reported that people could carry Ebola without showing any symptoms of Ebola whatsoever. In fact, it's a year 2000 article from the New York Times that talks about symptomless carriers of Ebola, and it cites, in fact, a study from the National Library of Medicine that I'll be talking about coming up in the War Room with Owen Schroyer. And in that study, they found that people from Africa seem to have a natural kind of defense against Ebola and other similar hemorrhagic fever diseases, viral diseases that are more common in continents like Africa. And because of that, people of African descent have a natural ability to carry the virus without being killed by it. They say Ebola has an 80% fatality rate if you're infected, but that's not actually true. It's an 80% fatality rate if you begin to show symptoms. But there are many people who can be infected with Ebola and never show symptoms. And those people tend to be those from Africa or of African descent. In other words, people who lived in Africa or who have ancestors who lived in Africa have a natural kind of built-in bonus immunity against Ebola that individuals who are from European nations or more Caucasian individuals do not have. And what this means for America, and I haven't seen anybody talk about this anywhere in the country, what this means is that if there is an Ebola outbreak in the United States, this outbreak could disproportionately affect people of European descent. In other words, African Americans would be more naturally immune to it, and white people would be more harmed by it. Now, I know some of you out there might be thinking, well, gosh, suddenly it makes sense. Maybe that's what the globalists are trying to do. I'm not saying that's the case. I'm just talking about straight science here. Natural immunities, countries of origin, and so on. For example, people of African descent have natural high levels of melanin in their skin. And that's what allows them to block the ultraviolet radiation. Black skin is really kind of a natural sunblock. It's a benefit. It's a necessity if you're living in Africa to have this natural sunblock. But people from Africa also have other genetic advantages or benefits, such as certain formations of their blood cells that help them resist infections such as Ebola. And there's also a downside to some of that, by the way. They can have sickle cell anemia, misshapen blood cells. But if you really do your research, you'll find that those advantages and those disadvantages are actually tied together. Sometimes it's the same mechanism that gives you both a benefit or a protection in one context, but makes you more vulnerable in another context. And this is what people of African descent actually have. And those of you listening who are African American or even in other countries, if you're of African descent, it's important to know this about your own physiology. You may have more natural immunity to Ebola, but you may have more susceptibility to other conditions such as sickle cell anemia. In any case, if Ebola escapes in America, it would be devastating for lots of reasons. Now, Owen has interviewed a physician who says there's no risk of Ebola getting out, even though it's in these migrants who are traveling from Ebola-stricken regions. And this doctor, I think Owen's going to play several minutes of an interview. This doctor says that the incubation time period of Ebola is about 3 weeks, and these people have been traveling more than 3 weeks and so on. So they're saying there's no risk. Well, that's not true. The risk is non-zero. The risk may be low on any given individual. Granted, I'll give you that. But the cost of being wrong is so high, and the incompetence of the medical establishment in America is so great and so well documented that we must be very cautious, and we need to be informed, and we need to have our guard up about all of this. For example, when Ebola came into the United States a few years ago, remember how they brought that patient in to Texas? They put a patient in a hospital in Texas, and they told us, don't worry, it'll never get out. No one will ever get infected. We have this under control. And then what happened? Almost immediately, a healthcare practitioner got infected. A nurse got infected, right? Remember that? So, of course, this set off a wave of alarm, which was justified alarm. But then the CDC kept telling us, don't worry, we have it under control now. Well, what if it continued to spread? What if it starts spreading outside of a hospital environment? What if it spreads in a migrant processing center? What if it spreads on the streets of San Francisco, the streets of Los Angeles, that are already filthy places with almost no real hygiene going on, and they're being abandoned, the homeless people are being abandoned there by, you know, the Democrats in charge of those cities. If you get Ebola mixed in with those kinds of environments, you probably cannot stop it without extreme medical police state measures. And that's the risk. I mean, the cost of Ebola getting out is so high that you have to take steps. We need to be testing these people for Ebola and other infectious diseases before they come into the country. Just meeting people at the border and depositing them somewhere in America is not an acceptable policy when it comes to health or public safety. And yet, to a large extent, that has been the policy. We cannot allow that to happen. Now, in a study that's cited in the National Library of Medicine, a study was published by The Lancet Medical Journal. Maybe I'll get a URL for that for you in the next segment. That study found that nearly 100% of the people that they studied from Africa had antibodies for Ebola. What does that mean? It means that, according to mainstream science, that almost 100% of those people were exposed to Ebola, but it didn't kill them. In fact, they showed no symptoms. And what can happen, even after you build antibodies, there can be viral fragments or viable viruses that continue to persist throughout your body. And they can exist in body fluids, such as mucus or semen or blood, of course, or other body fluids. And this is how many viral diseases spread, including Ebola. But what happens when you have essentially dormant Ebola that's in a person's body, showing no symptoms? And the science has also shown that some of those people will not test positive for Ebola right away. They can have Ebola for a period of time, in other words, and show no symptoms, and not even test positive for Ebola if there's a medical test given. If those individuals arrive in the United States, and then they begin to, for example, in whatever way you might imagine, share body fluids with the American people who may not be from Africa and may be more susceptible to these infections, you could theoretically get dormant Ebola from a carrier who has no symptoms suddenly transforming into active Ebola in someone who has no immunity. That's the scenario that I'm warning about. That's the scenario, really, that InfoWars has been talking about and Alex Jones has been talking about this week. I'm just breaking it down in a little more medical terms for you. That's the scenario that could happen. And so if that were to happen, it could be devastating. But even worse, as I mentioned on the show, I think I popped in a couple of days ago here for the show, a segment with Alex, this environment of an outbreak of Ebola could be used as a cover story for the release of an intentional biological weapon, a biological weapon system that's been bioengineered, that's been genetically altered to cause mass fatalities, even to target specific races. Now, that technology exists, and it's been researched for a very long time. We know that there are bioweapons under development by militaries around the world that can target specific races of individuals or people of certain national origins. Think about that and the dangers of that and the deep state and how they hate humanity now and they want to eliminate so many people from our planet. That is what may be coming. We'll have much more straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
Going to give you a fascinating breakdown here of events that took place over the last few days involving Facebook censorship and also the LGBT child mutilation phenomenon that is now sadly happening in our world. I'm going to preface this with a warning that I'm not intentionally trying to make this discussion graphic, but we do need to cover the facts of what is happening, since, of course, nobody in the left-wing media is going to ever dare talk about this. So I'll try to keep the language as calm as I can here. But here's a fascinating timeline. Friday night, Natural News, that's my website, gets hit with all these hit pieces from radical left-wing media, the same liars that, of course, attack President Trump, or push the Russia collusion hoax, or push climate change hoaxes, and all these other things. Saturday, midday, Facebook bans us, completely deletes our channel, deplatforms us, erases our whole history, and we lose the nearly 3 million followers that we had. Then it was, I think, Tuesday morning or somewhere around then, that I learned that Facebook says that they banned Natural News because of an article that we had published but not posted to Facebook. And so this, an account of this is posted on Infowars.com right now. It says that Natural News was banned for off-platform content. What this means is that Facebook is reading the things that you are writing or posting that you don't even post to Facebook. And they are now banning you, or they banned us, for an article that they did not like. And that article was entitled LGBT Progressivism Horrors. And that article predicted, this article was published in May, not even a month ago. That article, written by myself, predicted that because of the so-called NOLO movement, where certain individuals are cutting off their certain organs to try to become genderless. This is well documented. It's well known. It's been covered in the media. They're called NOLOs. Because of that and the psychosis and mass mental illness of a certain fringe segment of the LGBT movement, I predicted that we would start to see progressive parents mutilating their own infants to try to perform transgender alterations on their babies. And I know it's a very morbid, it's a horrific idea to even think that that could ever happen. But I knew that this was coming because I could see the sickness and the insanity of where this progressivism movement is going. So I published that article as a prediction to say this is going to happen because the LGBT movement has lost its mind, or at least some segment of it has. And they're going to target children, just like they now murder babies. They call it women's reproductive health, if you can believe that. If they're willing to murder a child, why wouldn't they be willing to perform their DIY at-home transgender mutilation surgery on them? So that was my prediction. Now, guess what happens? As of, I think, 2 days ago, a lesbian couple from Brazil arrested and charged with murder for killing their own adopted young boy. An infant boy, I think the name is Juan Macon, was killed by his lesbian, LGBT parents. They killed him after they botched a transgender surgery effort where they were trying to, again, I apologize in advance, I'm not trying to make this more graphic than it needs to be. It was a male baby. They use instruments around the house to try to remove the male organs, and they try to create female organs in this infant. I know it's absolutely sickening. If you think about it too much, you almost start to cry about what is happening to these babies. It's beyond horrific. It's beyond criminal. It's worse than what a serial killer would do. This is sickening, sickening criminal behavior that these LGBT progressives are pushing. And when they botch the surgery, I call it surgery, their at-home mutilation effort, when they botched it, they decided to kill the baby. And in their minds, I guess, you know, maybe they've been watching the legislature in New York that stood up and applauded and celebrated infanticide. Because did you know there's no time limit on those laws, that in New York you can kill your baby at any age? There's no time limit. They just call it abortion. I guess you could decide you want to kill your baby at 6 months old or maybe even 6 years old. Who knows? They didn't state any limits. So, you know, given that and given the push for child murder and baby butchery that is now being pushed by the radical left in America today, you can understand sort of where this psychosis is coming from, that these LGBT parents in Brazil thought, well, they messed it up. They didn't make the right cuts in the right places, I guess, so they went ahead and killed the baby. And what's even more shocking about this is that their actions, even though they are illegal in Brazil and these two have been arrested and charged with murder, their actions would have been legal in New York. You understand that? Mutilating your own baby and murdering your own baby is legal in the state of New York today in America. That is just as horrifying. That realization is as horrifying as the acts themselves. And despite the fact that I have been, of course, attacked and smeared and deplatformed and censored for daring to stand up for the recently born as well as the unborn, despite all of that, the fact that this is happening has me doubling down. And I know that everybody here at InfoWars is doubling down on the idea that we must protect these innocent children who cannot speak for themselves. They cannot fight. They're not born with the ability to fight back. They can't even say anything. They're not old enough yet. And they certainly aren't old enough to make a decision that they want to be a transgender. That is put on them by parents who are not acting out of love or compassion. They're acting out of malicious, demonic, torturous, just pure evil seething through these people. And when they start targeting these innocent children, God demands that we stand up and say, this must stop. If we do not value the lives of children in our society, then how do we protect the lives of anyone in our society? In fact, so many of the arguments being made today in favor of abortion and infanticide are eerily similar to the arguments that used to be made in favor of slavery. I'm not saying the two are the same thing, but the arguments are starting to sound very similar when the left starts to say, well, they're not really human. Remember when the Supreme Court issued a decision that said that they thought that black slaves, in their view, are only, I think, 5/8 human? What? That doesn't make any sense. But that's a similar argument to the abortionists today, that, oh, it's not even a human baby. You're not a mother. Even though you're 9 months pregnant, even though you're giving birth, they say you're not even a mother. You're not a mother until you decide not to kill it. That's where we are in America today, and it has got to be stopped. If we don't protect the lives of the innocent, then maybe we haven't earned the right to be humans ourselves. I don't know. We got to stand up and do something. We'll be right back after this break. Mike Adams here for the Alex Jones Show.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like a great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Supermale Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
You know, the authoritarian philosophy of the left today is striking in its arrogance and its danger to humanity. I remember when the left used to argue for civil liberties, like the freedom to speak. They said, well, everybody deserves the right to speak. And that was a valid argument. And I think a lot of modern-day liberals were liberals because, you know, the left used to have some kind of principles, but now they've abandoned those principles and they're all authoritarians. And they demand, of course, that you conform to their ideas, no matter how twisted they are, no matter how much they lack any real facts. They demand you conform or you will be banned. And the method of being banned, this is what the focus of this segment, the method of being banned no longer makes any rational sense whatsoever. For example, when we were blacklisted by YouTube over a year ago, there was no reason given. When we were cut off by Twitter, no reason. We contacted them. Why are we banned by Twitter? I said, well, we don't have to give you a reason. And just the other day, Facebook banned us. But they did give us a reason. They said, how dare you talk about, you know, saving children from LGBT mutilations? And then, you know, the next day comes out, LGBT mutilations of children are happening. So where's my apology from Mark Zuckerberg, right? Why aren't they reinstating national news? Because we were right. We actually had the prediction correct. But now Pinterest has been caught using a completely irrational method to ban LifeSite News, or I think Zero Hedge was caught up in this, and many other conservative and pro-life and pro-Christian websites. Pinterest has a list, an internal list, and this has come out from James O'Keefe at Project Veritas. We're going to play a couple minutes of his video here. Pinterest has added conservative and pro-life and pro-Christian websites to its internal porn ban list. So if you preach the Bible, if you cite Bible verses in the perversion of Pinterest, you are added to their porn site ban, even though you are the opposite of a porn site. You are a Christian site. But this is what Pinterest is doing, which just goes to show you that all these tech platforms, they don't need a reason. They don't even pretend to have a reason. They don't even pretend to operate in the world of rationality or facts or cause and effect or logic or anything of the kind. They're just making it all up as they go along. And let me tell you something, folks. As long as we allow them to continue to steamroll our rights, they will do so every day they can get away with it. The only way to stop these people is to force them to stop. And by force them, I mean through government regulation, antitrust action, lawsuits, attorneys general. We need the Texas AG, Paxton, to go after Facebook, to go after Twitter, to go after Pinterest and so on. But check out a couple minutes of footage here from James O'Keefe, Project Veritas. And he's one of the best journalists in America, best independent investigators alive today. He's doing amazing work just constantly. But check this out. See what he found out about Pinterest. Go ahead and roll that.
One person can make all the difference. One person really can let people know. One person can bring transparency to big tech.
Last year, an individual from Facebook approached us and gave us documents inside the company appearing to show how Facebook deboosts content for political reasons. Facebook was forced to respond. Her story inspired many like her to come forward.
And now another insider has bravely stepped forward, leaking documents that show how big tech appears to have thrown its hat into the political debate. Now, the documents we've obtained raise serious questions about whether these companies are neutral platforms or publishers with an editorial agenda. Thanks.
I work at Pinterest, and we're talking about some of the documents that I uncovered that people need to know about inside Pinterest.
Like Facebook and Twitter, Pinterest is another social media company where millions of users share pictures on their profiles. Just back in April, Pinterest joined its larger contemporaries on the stock market with an IPO valuation of $12.7 billion. A Pinterest insider shed light on some activities that shareholders may want to know about.
So what are we looking at here? It seems to be a bunch of XXX and porn websites, and then there appears to be the live-action website. What are we looking at here?
You're looking at pins with domains that are blocked. Any domain on the porn block list, you can't make a pin like that. And I happened to discover this because of a Slack thread talking about pro-life content, and somebody happened to notice that liveaction.org was blocked, and so I was pretty surprised, and I went to our porn domain block list, and then sure enough, I found Live Action on there.
Live Action is a group founded by Lila Rose that tries to educate people about the pro-life movement. Many of their projects focus on detailing medical procedures used by abortion providers. The documents the Pinterest Insider gave us appear to show code, guidelines, and the actual employees making censorship decisions, including specific actions taken against Live Action.
Why do you think they're targeting Live Action?
I think because Live Action is effective, and I think they're seeing increased pressure in the abortion debate.
What is happening to liveaction.org on Pinterest?
LiveAction.org was added to a porn block list. That means that if you try to make a pin that links to LiveAction.org, you won't be allowed to. The pin won't be created.
And who is Megan McClellan?
Megan works on the Trust and Safety team and on government operations, and she was the one who added LiveAction.org to the porn domain.
All right, so that's kind of a little bit of a preview of that video from Project Veritas. I encourage you to go to their website and view the rest of it. They're a fascinating interview with a whistleblower from inside Pinterest. And I don't know if you caught it during that clip there, but Zero Hedge was also on that list, and no doubt many other conservative or just independent, you know, pro-liberty type of websites are probably on that list as well. Now, here's what's fascinating about what's happening and where this is all going. We know that Google, Facebook, Twitter, you know, even not just Pinterest, but even Wikipedia, for that matter. We know that these organizations, different search engines, different tech platforms are all biased against individual liberty. They're biased against conservatism. They're biased against Christians. In fact, they're biased against natural health, by the way, and nutrition and the things that I tend to cover. We know that this is all going to come out in lawsuits. There are lawsuits underway right now against Google, for example. And in those lawsuits, there's a process called discovery. During discovery, Google will have to turn over information that will, frankly, show how they are carrying out this bias. As this emerges, it's going to become apparent to lawmakers in Washington, D.C., and regulators and more members of the public that the tech giants have been running a collusion, racketeering conspiracy for many, many years. RICO Act violations are all over the place with these tech giants. And in my opinion, they should be prosecuted under the RICO Act, which, of course, is the law that was created in order to go after organized crime. Well, Google, in my opinion, and other tech giants are engaged in organized racketeering. And all we need is someone in Washington, D.C. with enough backbone to go after these tech giants. And if I had to take a guess of when that might happen, it would be after Trump gets reelected. In fact, Trump's reelection in 2020 will be a milestone for new action for Trump to really try to unwind the tech giant collusion and the deep state elements that are still there. There are many of them. Because at that point, Trump does not have to get reelected again. You can only serve two terms, remember? So Trump's second term, just like Reagan's second term, would be his most powerful. And the fact that we're seeing this coming out now about all this censorship, all this bias, anti-conservative, anti-Christian, anti-life bias, this is going to flip against the tech giants once Trump wins a second term. That's my prediction. Stay with us. One more segment ahead. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
Chuck, you got my chips.
Well, Joe Biden has promised to cure cancer if he's elected president. Didn't Al Gore say he invented the internet at one point? Well, if Al Gore invented the internet and Joe Biden cures cancer, then, what's going to happen to the cancer industry, Joe? The truth about the situation is that the cancer industry doesn't want a cure for cancer. Joe Biden probably knows that as much as anybody. The other truth is that we've had cancer cures for a very long time. They're all suppressed. They're all called fake medicine or fake science or fake news by the establishment. Remember, the mainstream media slash legacy media is funded in part by the cancer industry and the drug cartel revenues. They depend on cancer and repeat cancer. The number one side effect of chemotherapy is more cancer. So, hey, it's repeat business for them. You keep coming back, you have another cancer every 2 years, every 3 years until you're dead. But until that day comes, they can exploit your body for profits, chemotherapy profits. And it also turns out that you don't even have to have cancer to be diagnosed with cancer. There are so many false positives from mammograms. The studies show that 9 women are harmed by mammograms for every 1 woman who is helped. Mammograms emit ionizing radiation. That's radiation that causes cancer, by the way. And it irradiates a woman's heart, breast, and lungs. So if they don't find cancer on any given year when you're having mammograms, if they give you enough mammograms, they will sooner or later find cancer because they caused it. And so Joe Biden running around, yeah, we're going to cure cancer. He obviously hasn't checked with the cancer industry, the cancer corporations, because they don't want to cure cancer. Do you think the American Cancer Society wants to give up its position as the most lucrative, the wealthiest nonprofit in the world that rides on the back of a disease that doesn't even really do anything to solve cancer or to understand the causes of cancer? Joe Biden won't cure cancer. And Al Gore didn't invent the internet. but they're going to keep trying. Okay, related to cancer, here's news from Bloomberg. Drug to replace chemotherapy may reshape cancer care. The reason I bring this up is because this article in the second paragraph, check this out, it admits that modern-day cancer treatments are toxic. Quote, a class of drugs is emerging that can attack cancer cells in the body without damaging surrounding healthy ones. Whoa, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that all these years that I've been reporting chemotherapy is dangerous to healthy cells, that wasn't fake news after all? Amazing. Bloomberg is now confirming what Natural News has been reporting for years. Now, this new class of drugs, here it is called ADCs, or antibody drug conjugates. These are not chemicals. It's not chemotherapy. It's nothing of the kind. In fact, it uses the body's own immune system to attack cancer cells in a targeted fashion while not attacking healthy cells. In fact, you can't even call this chemotherapy, and you can't even really call it a vaccine either. It's really a way to harness the body's own natural immune capabilities. But here's the big secret that they probably won't tell you. This class of compounds they're talking about, antibody drug conjugates, healthy people make similar molecules all the time, naturally, for free, in their own blood. You, if you have a healthy diet, and you've got good vitamin D, and you're not poisoning yourself with toxic chemicals all the time, and just have good nutrition, maybe some superfoods, maybe some good supplements that have proven anti-cancer potential, or even anti-cancer foods, like cruciferous vegetables or garlic, for that matter. All these things help your body build anti-cancer nutrients that are then circulated in your own blood. And those anti-cancer nutrients, or molecules, you might say, work in conjunction with your immune system to target cancer cells. You can make this for free in your own body just by eating better, by eating more fresh produce, by avoiding cancer-causing foods. And if you were to ask my opinion, I am a food scientist. I do run a food science lab. I say the number one thing to avoid is sodium nitrite in processed meats. You'll find it in most bacon and pepperoni and lunch meats, sandwich ham, things like that, even beef jerky. But there are more companies now making nitrite-free processed meats or frozen meats. So if you're going to eat those meats, go with nitrite-free. Sodium nitrite, by the way, when it combines with the acid in your stomach, a little bit of hydrochloric acid, it forms a class of compounds called nitrosamines. Nitrosamines are so dangerous that cause cancer at such an accelerated rate that researchers who want to give lab rats cancer so they can study cancer drugs and things like that, they inject the rats with nitrosamines. That's how powerful it is at causing cancer. If you eat sodium nitrite in processed meat products, you are making nitrosamines in your stomach, and you're absorbing cancer-causing chemicals into your blood. So you can choose a path here. And that's why I'm so fascinated by the fact that this is being published now, that, hey, you don't need chemotherapy. Something better is coming along. This research has found that your body's own immune system, they call it drug conjugates. It's really just a drug that's partnering with your immune system. Your immune system knows how to do this. Your immune system's doing the work here. The thing is, you don't need the drug. You can have your immune system do this naturally every day for virtually free, and you don't have to pay royalties to some drug company. You don't even have to go see a doctor to eat healthy. You don't have to see a doctor to go get anti-cancer foods at the grocery store. And they're cheap. They're cheap compared to getting cancer. They're cheap compared to the toxic effects of chemotherapy, having your hair fall out, having your muscles fall apart, vomiting all day, can't even eat. Your brain gets all foggy, your kidneys are damaged. Those are the side effects of chemotherapy. But those are the things that the cancer industry loves, because that causes repeat business. More cancer. Come on back for round two of chemotherapy. And as I said, in some cases, you don't even have to have cancer. There was a guy named Dr. Fareed Fattah practicing in Michigan, arrested by the FBI. He's currently serving, I think, 24 years in prison. Cancer doctor. Every person who walked through his door, and he served primarily a black community, every person who walked through his door was diagnosed with cancer. And he said, oh my God, you have cancer. You're going to die in 6 months if you don't start the chemo drip right now, today. And of course, his clinic sold the chemotherapy drugs at high markups. And he just faked a cancer diagnosis for everybody and put them all in chairs. And he had a whole factory, a whole warehouse going of cancer chemotherapy drips into people's veins, collecting Medicare, Medicaid, private insurance money. And the only reason this was ever discovered is because an insider blew the whistle and called the FBI and said, hey, something's going on here. How come everybody has cancer? It turns out they didn't have cancer. The whole thing was a scam. And I'm here to tell you that this guy, Dr. Fattah, he's only one of probably thousands of oncologists across America today who are pulling the same scam and the same fraud, the same criminal behavior, but they haven't been caught yet. They haven't been arrested. And you don't see that covered almost anywhere in the legacy media. Once again, it's only the independent alternative media that you get these stories. There was some coverage in the mainstream media, but not nearly enough. They didn't want people to not trust your cancer doctor, you know, because you're supposed to walk in there and say, please, doctor, tell me, what should I poison my body with today so that I can be cancer free? And the doctor's supposed to say, sit in that chair, put this needle in your veins, take these drugs, and then we'll bill Medicare for you. And then you might live. You talk about fear mongering. You talk about fake science and fake medicine. Doesn't get any worse than the cancer industry. That's why I always laugh when they attack, you know, vitamins and they attack natural health. Are you kidding me? Cancer industry is a massive fraud. It's in many ways, it's worse than the vaccine industry, which is also another kind of fraud in its own way. But this is what's happening all around the world. Okay, one more thing on that. Speaking of vaccines, American Medical Association says that children should be able to consent to vaccines that their parents oppose. So think about it. If you're a child and your parents don't want you to get these MMR vaccines or other vaccines, the AMA wants children to be able to sign consent forms and say, yes, inject me. And you know why? Because, of course, the schools are very good at brainwashing children. This is why Democrats want 10-year-olds to vote, because 10-year-olds don't know much of anything about the way the world works. But this is the system. They want children to consent to the medical police state or to consent to the fake news establishment. They want children to run the world because they can control the minds of children, but not the minds of adults, not the minds of people who are aware, informed, intelligent, and people who, frankly, have some connection to God, some connection to the teachings of God. And that's what we're here to do, is to help you stay awake, alive, aware, and get closer to God, you know? I mean, practice the principles that matter. Let's have a more moral society, a more faith-based society would be good. Thanks for watching today. Mike Adams here. Take care.
Attention GCN Self-Reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.